FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk.
News. Delta grounded. WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Breaking news this morning, Delta Airlines is scrambling to fix what it's calling a system-wide computer failure, which has forced Delta to ground all departing flights around the world. Now, flights already in the sky will complete their trips.
What is Delta telling passengers? It's urging travelers to check their flight status before heading to the airport. The airline is also reaching out to frustrated travelers on Twitter, apologizing and trying to assure passengers that they're working to get things back up and running.
Correspondent Allison Kosick. It's Olympic gold for Bethesda's Katie Ledecky, who set a new Olympic record in the 400-meter freestyle. And in a few hours, we'll get to see the best female swimmer in the world in her second Olympic event.
Today, we'll see Ledecky swim the 200-meter freestyle heats and semifinals. Coach Su Chen with the nation's capital swim club says watching's
horrible. It is nerve-wracking.
Even though she's not Ledecky's head coach, she works with Bruce Gemmell and his swimmers. When Chen talked to Gemmell Friday, he told her,
Katie's happy and just taking it all in. Very, very excited.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Donald Trump is back to form, blasting Hillary Clinton over the weekend, sharpening his rhetoric.
She is a totally unhinged person.
Donald Trump stepping up his blistering attacks on Hillary Clinton, suggesting the former Secretary of State is mentally unfit to be president.
The people of this country don't want somebody that's going to short circuit up here.
Trump using Clinton's own words against her. She continues to repeat a debunked claim that the FBI director said she was truthful about her use of a private email server as Secretary of State.
So I may have short circuited it, and for that I will try to clarify.
Correspondent Jason Carroll reporting. People whose homes or businesses in historic Ellicott City were damaged in the flood a week ago will have a chance to go back in today to begin the cleanup. From noon till 7:30, residents and business owners will have access to their damaged buildings. Meanwhile, Howard County is hoping to help turn the economic tide in Ellicott City.
The job fair is for individuals that were impacted by the flood in Ellicott City.
Howard County Workforce Development Director Francine Trout says customer service, construction, retail, IT, and a bunch of other jobs will be represented.
I am actually an Ellicott City resident, so it is very near and dear to my heart to be able to help and hopefully make the match for folks and make this situation just a little bit easier.
She says the business community has been proactive in asking how they could help. It runs through 1:30 this afternoon at the Disaster Assistance Center on Frederick Road in Ellicott City. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An off-duty WSSC police officer shot a man who broke into the officer's home in Laurel yesterday. The officer shot the suspect in the arm. His injuries said to be not life-threatening. Prince George's County Police expect to release more details later today. And today's the first day of school for kids at 11 D.C. public schools. It'll be starting their year-round academic years. The kids are actually returning to class weeks earlier than in the past. For students in the year-round schools, their academic year will have 20 more days than other schools. They'll also have shorter but more frequent breaks. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the Nasdaq at 52,21. Sports, the Nats beat the Giants. The O's crushed the White Sox. In Rio, the U.S. now has 3 gold medals, 12 overall. Gold medals for Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps yesterday. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
When the power goes out, so does your radio. But our app is always on.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Get the free WMAL app today.
This is big stuff, big, big stuff.
In the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95 southbound as you push south out of, say, Calverton. The heaviest of the volume goes onto the inner loop of the Beltway, heading inner loop southbound around to Greenbelt. The crash as you head past the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, now out of the travel lane. So seeing some improvement starting at the scene of the crash. Now the outer loop heading toward the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it was rubbernecking delay, so put you a little bit below speed as well. In Laurel, Baltimore-Washington Parkway slowing each direction past 197 to 270 were bunched up in Urbana to get past the exit for Route 80. Had an earlier incident that was reported along that stretch. Arlington Glebe Road closed between Military Road and the Chain Bridge due to a crash. Here we go, 95-395. It's been about the delays of the stop and go. Stafford to Aquia, in through Woodbridge, and now through Landmark and at the 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of shape as we kick off a new work week. We're seeing a few clouds around this morning, coming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon in the upper 80s. Low 70s tonight, partial clouds. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Chantilly, 73 in Bethesda, 73 in Washington. Could a Trump loss in November cost the GOP the Senate as well? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, where we never short circuit. U.S. has won 3 gold medals. What do they all have in common? In 10 minutes, we'll check in with Steve Kassenbaum in Rio and tell you. 8:05 brings us Tucker Carlson. And at 8:35, Catherine Engelbrecht, true the vote on whether we'll have a true vote this November. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line is Joe DeGenova, our legal analyst, to talk about all kinds of things regarding the law and whether or not it has been broken, in this particular case, by the Obama administration. Good morning to you, Joe.
Good morning, Brian.
So I'm reading this story in National Review, and it has to do with the $400 million that was shrink-wrapped, put on a pallet, put on an unmarked cargo plane, and sent to the Iranians, and that apparently there were hostages slash prisoners that were at the airport who couldn't leave until the money arrived, and the administration says there was no quid pro quo. But apparently we heard at the time that the Justice Department had told the Obama administration, you shouldn't do that. National Review says that it was an actual violation of the law.
Yeah, actually, the Justice Department was objecting on policy reasons, saying you really shouldn't do this. When in fact, what was happening was the payment of the cash in both euros and in Swiss francs on a slab wrapped in shrink wrap on an unmarked cargo plane was in fact a violation of U.S. law, a violation of the criminal law. It was money laundering. It was a violation of the International Economic Emergencies Act. It was a number of things. Even though the president authorized it and theoretically has some power to order the violation of American law, what he did is not covered by that. However, it doesn't matter since the Justice Department won't do anything about it. Congress, of course, won't do anything about it either except whine a little bit. When all is said and done, the most dangerous thing about it was it now encourages the Iranians to take more Americans hostage to get more money. The most disgusting and disreputable part of it was now the President of the United States has put more Americans overseas lives at risk and for kidnapping as a result of his actions. This guy is, he's really amazing. And he stood up there at a press conference and mocked everyone who was critical of this action, claiming all of this had been said publicly. That, of course, was a lie. It was Clintonian. They never said, ever, they never told Congress that this money was being delivered in cash and how it was being delivered. Really quite a remarkable performance with no consequences for the president.
Yeah, this story in the National Review goes in, you know, gets into the jot and tittle of every bit of the law.
Yes, it's clearly illegal. There's no question about that.
Even using foreign currency is illegal.
Of course, you can't circumvent U.S. sanctions law by using foreign currency. Some American money had to be sent somewhere to get the cash. That's a violation of the International Economic Emergency Act, and it is a crime, and the president authorized a crime, which he cannot do.
By the way, it should be pointed out real fast on this that the transfer of that money into 500 euro notes, that's a very important detail. Senator Tom Cotton made this point on Face the Nation yesterday, and that is that...
That's the currency of drug dealing and terrorism.
That's right. In fact,
the 500 euro note, they are actually going to discontinue its use.
Yeah, exactly. The Euro Union, because it's all terrorists and drug dealers. All right, another story that also ties back to Senator Cotton. Senator Tom Cotton is a good one.
He's a smart guy.
He was on Face the Nation yesterday, and John Dickerson, the host there, made an oblique side reference to this Iranian nuclear scientist who had been executed over the weekend. Listen to Cotton's response.
In the emails that were on Hillary Clinton's private server, there were conversations among her senior advisors about this gentleman. That goes to show just how reckless and careless her decisions was to put that kind of highly classified information on a private server.
Joe DeGeneva, the timeline here is really interesting because this scientist, it appears he defected, gave information to the American government, for one reason or another decided he wanted to go back to Tehran. At the time, he said he had been kidnapped. He was welcomed as a hero. He did talk shows in Tehran. They gave parades for him. Then, just in the last year, he disappeared. They gave him a secret trial and they executed him. So what happened between him being a hero and him being executed?
Hillary's emails.
Hillary's emails.
They had them. They tapped into them. There's no question that her email server was tapped and messages were intercepted and they found out about this Iranian cooperating guy. I mean, it's just another example of why Comey's decision not to refer it for prosecution was such an abysmal political decision by the FBI director. Again, this is not your mother's FBI, and this example of the compromise of intelligence sources and methods is why this is so important, but apparently the Trump people don't know how to talk about it.
Hillary Clinton speaking says that, in my explanation to Chris, in which I said that the FBI said I did nothing wrong, well, I'll let her say how she explained it.
I may have short-circuited it, and for that, I will try to clarify.
No, she lied. It's not a short circuit. It's an out-and-out lie.
Well, there isn't any doubt about that. I mean, this is par for the course. But as you can tell, it doesn't really matter. Even though the American people think by almost 70% that she's a liar, untrustworthy, has no integrity, she's ahead in the polls because the Trump people are in a state of free fall with no ability to message, no one to message, and a candidate who just can't keep his foot out of his mouth.
Joe, but to that point about, we of course agree with you here, but to the point about the question as to whether she lied to the FBI versus lied to the American people.
The Clinton parsing, she tried to blend it all together and make it look like Comey had said she told the truth always, when in fact all he was saying was, when we interviewed her, she admitted everything that she did was wrong, and so therefore he said she was truthful with us. He didn't say she was truthful to the American people for 2 years.
And not truthful to Congress in her testimony.
Oh, right. Well, goes without saying.
Well, but if she's not truthful to Congress, there are supposed to be legal ramifications for that, Joe DeGeneva.
Not anymore, because the Democrats run the Justice Department, and if you're Lois Lerner or anybody else, you don't have to worry about a thing. The most politicized Justice Department in 50 years.
All right, Joe, we're about to check in with Rio de Janeiro. I'm wondering, in the DeGeneva household, the Olympics, do they take center stage there? And, we all root for sort of, like, you root for America, and then, of course, if the Irish team does well, O'Connor here, I root for Ireland. Are you liking the Italian team?
We are all over the Olympics here. We were up in the middle of the night watching swimming and diving and all this stuff. Victoria, my wife, is a great lover of synchronized swimming and diving. Particularly enthralled with the Chinese divers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're amazing the way they can flip their bodies
around. Nothing like chop suey from the diving board.
Geez. But that fencing match between, there's gold medal match between the Italian and the American.
Fabulous.
Really fantastic stuff.
Fabulous stuff. This is the great stuff. That's why it's so cool, even though NBC couldn't cover it if it tried.
It really are. There's a lot to criticize there.
All right, Joe. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay, guys.
Hey, it is 5 seconds to 7:15, so let's go to traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Whitten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Now it's 7:15, Jamie.
I need 5 seconds. Oh, it is. Okay. Here we go. Rock Creek Parkway commuters, now that we have all the lanes going inbound for the morning commute, we do have a crash as you pass and head toward Key Street. Looks like that was going to block that far left lane, which is normally the outbound side. So do watch again on the Rock Creek Parkway near P Street for the crash. No problems to report right now on the George Washington Parkway or the Baltimore Washington Parkway. Trying to make the recovery beltway and greenbelt. The crash on the inner loop near the Baltimore Washington Parkway out of the travel lanes also caused some outer loop rubbernecking delays. Hey, let's get you to the Wilson Bridge, and that's good. I give you a thumbs up. Only delays near 210. We will take that any day. Beltway through Annandale and Tysons. Just starting to see some of that volume forming. An accident cleanup continues on Glebe Road between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cloudy this morning, and then the clouds will burn off. It'll be partly cloudy this afternoon, high of 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 71. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, high of 87. Right now, it's 75 degrees. It's 7:16.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Steve Kastenbaum is our correspondent in Rio de Janeiro covering the Olympics. He has taken off his very elaborate samba headdress just for a moment to talk to us. Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing well. I was a little disappointed that we didn't see more of those type of costumes in the opening ceremony Friday night. They were there, but I thought we'd see more of those.
Well, I'm sure by the time this is over, we're going to see plenty. Listen, it's interesting to me, especially from a local perspective here. We have three gold medals so far for America, and all three of them come from right here in our area. Two from Maryland for swimming and one from Virginia for air rifle. That's a pretty cool thing to take pride in.
Yeah, the first gold medal in the Olympics went to an American, Ginny Thrasher, in the 10-meter air rifle competition, and she was ecstatic about that, being able to claim the first gold medal in the Olympics for the United States. Last night was a spectacular night. Here's what happened at the Aquatic Center.
Gold medalist and Olympic champion representing the United States.
Yeah, she's at this point completely unstoppable. She swam the 400-meter freestyle in 3 minutes and 56.46 seconds, setting a record, smashing her previous record. She's essentially swimming against herself here.
Yeah, and I mean, nobody can touch her. She's just peaking at exactly the right moment.
Exactly. This is her year. These are her games. No one is close in her wake. She's literally just racing against the clock that she set.
And
she's really amazing.
And Steve, she's still got the women's 200 freestyle, the women's 800 freestyle to go. So there's more medals, hopefully, in her future, yeah?
That's right. And not to be outdone, the women's gymnastics team, they barely got started here. They had the team trials yesterday, and they dominated in the gymnastics arena here at the Baja Olympic Park. They beat their next closest competitor, China, by 10 points. Now, in scoring in gymnastics, 10 points is a huge margin.
Yeah.
Here's what Simone Biles had to say about how well they did, even though this is such a huge, ominous event.
We just try to think of it as one more routine we have to go out there and hit, which shouldn't be a big deal, and I know we all hit our routines, so we're very excited, and each and every one of us qualified into an event final, so I don't think we could ask for anything more.
Nerves there. Do you hear that? There's no nerves.
I know, but totally. You hear their voice, though. Yeah. You realize that these are
young
kids.
Are.
Gabby Douglas, by the way, didn't make it into the individual qualifying, right?
No, did not. But, you know, sometimes we have some disappointments here, and that's what the games are all about.
And it just tells you how strong the American team is, that she didn't make the cut. Two other gymnasts did.
Let me ask you briefly about the fact that we're hearing these stories that Americans are being booed at so many competitions. What's going on with that?
So I didn't hear any boos yesterday when I went to the men's indoor volleyball game, which they... I'm sorry to say, blue.
Well, the crowd was definitely on Canada's side.
That's what I was going to say. The Brazilians here here's the thing. It's not so much that they hate America. It's that America is this big, you know, powerhouse here that always goes away with a bag full of medals. And so, you know, they're rooting for the underdog because in a way they're the underdog here. Yeah. So that's all right. What it's all about.
Hey, Brazil, don't hate the player, hate the game.
Right, exactly.
Real fast, Steve, we didn't even mention Michael Phelps, but continues his dominance and his history making. He has how many more events? Three more events or four more events?
I'm not sure if it's three or four. I have to look back at the schedule. But again, he's another one who's going to dominate in the pool here in his fifth Olympics.
Phenomenal. And another Marylander. All right, Steve Kassenbaum, thanks for joining us Rio.
My pleasure.
And good luck with the samba.
And we'll see you later this week.
I want to hear Steve do the samba when this is all over.
Put one of those fruit hats on.
So think about this for a minute. Oh, you mean like a little, what was her name? Carmen Miranda.
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah,
right,
betcha. Think about this for a second here. So three gold medals so far.
Right.
Two from Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
One right here with Bethesda with Ms. Ledecky.
Yeah.
And then one from Virginia. All right, but it goes more than that. We also have two other bronze medals. Or excuse me, one bronze medal was in the pool yesterday, also out of Bethesda, in the same race that Katie Ledecky won the gold. Her teammate Leah Smith also won the bronze in that same race.
Right, yeah.
She's from Maryland. Also, in one of the races earlier in the day, or excuse me, on Saturday, it was a silver medal from a Maryland swimmer. Since when is Maryland such a mecca of swimming
talent? I guess it is, yeah.
That is phenomenal. You know, you hear about all these athletes that go to Stanford or go to Southern California.
Yeah.
Oh, that for swimming. But
it all starts, you see these cars that, you know, that where people have written on the back of the cars about their little swim team.
Yes.
It starts
going
there.
To the meets, you
it
betcha.
It starts
sure
there
does.
And they become Olympians.
It sure does. Chase Kalish is the silver medal winner in the 100-meter medley. That happened on Saturday. So I got to say, with 12 medals total, and what did I just count out? That's at least five right here from the Maryland-Virginia area. That's almost half the medals awarded at these Olympics right here in the Washington metro area.
I like that.
Yeah,
we're doing our part.
I think we got to change from WMAL to WMDL for medal. We are the medal.
Well, we can borrow a D every hour.
I guess we're just WM. We'll always stay
WM.
Of course we are. We've been here for almost 100
years.
It's
where Washington comes to talk, I'm told.
It's also 722.
Get your tickets now for the largest county fair in Virginia at the Prince William County Fairgrounds, August 12th through the 20th. Discounted tickets can be purchased through August 11th at 10624 Dumfries Road in Manassas. For more, visit pwcfair.com.
You know, if they had a carpet cleaning competition in Rio, Zero Res would absolutely win the gold. Zero Res, it's the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, feeling soft. Zero Res means zero residue. So unlike those other companies that leave residue when they use their chemicals to clean your carpets, Zero Res is totally green. It's toxic-free. It's a natural clean. It's safe for you and the kids and the pets. And, you know, your carpet is the largest air filter in your home. It should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. And with the Zero Res cleaning of stains, pet accidents, dirt, allergens, contaminants, and pet fur, it's all going to be removed, and you're going to be breathing free and clean again because of Zero Res. So why don't you give them a call right now? Zero Res guarantees their work. You're going to be totally satisfied. Do what I did. Zero Res, they'll clean your carpets for the fantastic WMAL special of only $49 a room. Minimums apply, but boy, that's a great deal. $49 a room. Call Zero Res, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
In fourth grade, my doctor told my mom that I had wicked ADHD. I thought college would never be a part of my future. My parents found Landmark College. I found that the faculty really don't judge you based on your past failures. They really look at your potential of what you can do, and they help you use those strengths. My name is Rachel, and I have graduated with my bachelor's degree from Landmark College.
For 30 years, Landmark College has been transforming the lives of bright and motivated students who learn differently. Visit landmark.edu to learn more.
This is Brian Scudamore. You hear me on the radio sometimes.
And we're his main man, Tom.
We believe your complete happiness is rooted in four basic freedoms.
Number one,
freedom from hunger.
We believe everyone should have enough to eat.
Number two,
freedom from fear. We believe everyone deserves to live in peace.
Number three,
freedom from external limitations. We believe everyone should have unlimited opportunity.
Number four,
freedom from junk. We believe pointless stuff will stifle your spirit.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can give you wings
so you can escape from pointless things
and begin to live without those strings
joyfully, like queens and kings.
We work until midnight 7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us. Set yourself free today.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Larry, I'm going to start with the good news. Better in Arlington, police tell me they've reopened Glebe Road between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. They were dealing with the crash there, and there's only one lane in each direction through that stretch, so it was a little bit tricky, but you can now get through, and the delays are starting to ease. So go ahead, you can stick with that if that's your normal trip. Now, however, not so good is going to be the Rock Creek Parkway and Beach Drive. Now, Rock Creek Parkway essentially looks like between Connecticut Avenue and where Beach Drive merges onto the Rock Creek Parkway. That's where we have a crash, and it is absolutely at a standstill, as is Beach Drive. So what you want to do if you're coming out of, say, the Calvert Woodley area, don't get onto the Rock Creek. Stick with Connecticut Avenue. If you're stuck on Beach Drive in the backups and you haven't quite made it past, say, Porter Street, head on over to Connecticut Avenue, or you can head on over to 16th Street through Mount Pleasant. Save you a little bit of time, and I'll keep you posted on that crash on the Rock Creek Parkway. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, normal backups through Silver Spring. On the inner loop, easing out toward Greenbelt, the crash near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, now to the shoulder. Traffic update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center, celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the city's first dedicated heart and vascular hospital, ushering in a new era of patient experience for the region and beyond. Learn more at MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning will break. We'll get under high pressure, becoming partly cloudy in 89 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds and warm 71, but that's about normal. Tomorrow, some change, subtle changes, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:26.
Yeah, that's going to be a little hard if your ticket that you're going to the airport with has Delta on it this morning, because Delta is having some kind of computer meltdown that is affecting its ability to get planes off on time. And in fact, the read we're getting from the various news services is that Delta is basically grounded its entire fleet. They're not going anywhere. If Delta airline flights were in the air, they're being handled, no problem there. But if you're trying to get out, apparently you're not going anywhere anytime soon. And this is not just a local outage. This is not just a U.S. outage. This is a worldwide outage. Their entire computer system seems to have been ground to a halt by some kind of problem. They're not explaining exactly what it is, but there are 4,804 flights that are impacted at the moment.
Nightmare. 7:27 on WMAL.
You can get your IRA or 401k delivered to your home in the form of physical gold and silver coins. Augusta Precious Metals is the leader in home delivery gold IRAs. You get free shipping, free insurance, and no professional management fees. Call 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Home Delivery Gold IRAs. Call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-858-5807. That's 855-858-5807. Trust Augusta.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Mortgage rates are pushing all-time lows.
This is Dan Smith with Private Plus Mortgage, and our clients are locking in 30-year rates in the threes and 15s in the twos. So call Private Plus today for your all-time low. You deserve it. 888-220-6200. 888-220-6200.
Private Bank of Buckhead, 3 Piedmont Center, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. Actual terms may vary. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS number 758195. Call toll-free for credit costs and terms.
Coming up on WMAL, today is the first day of school for about 11 or 12 different D.C. schools. Yeah, that's right. They're starting year-round school schedule today, and we're asking you, is that a good idea for your kids, for your school district? I mean, why not? After the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Big problems today for Delta Airlines, which has been crippled by a global computer outage of unknown origin.
We don't know what caused this. We don't know how long this will last. We can tell you that this morning there is a global ground stop for Delta Airlines flights waiting to take off. We know that Delta operates thousands of flights per day. That means this is widespread problems today for travelers.
Correspondent Renee Marsh, Delta has offered no timeline for when the issue will be fixed, but even when it is, it'll be quite some time before they can get rid of that backlog of passengers. Donald Trump is set to unveil his plan for boosting the U.S. economy in a speech today.
We're getting some idea of what some of the key proposals will be when he gives his economic policy speech a little later on today. It will all be about lowering taxes. For example, reducing the income tax, also a tax credit for child care payments, also ending the death tax. All this in an attempt to reset his campaign.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Bethesda native Katie Ledecky is bringing home a gold medal from the Rio Olympics, setting a new Olympic record in the 400-meter freestyle. And a man who is no stranger to Olympic glory is adding to his collection of gold.
Michael Phelps back with a bang. We didn't know if we were going to see him in the 4x100 meter men's relay, but I tell you what, it's good that he came out because the USA were actually slightly lagging behind the French defending champions in the first leg of that men's race. Then Michael Phelps jumped into the pool and he pulled his team ahead, and there they remained until they took the gold medal. Phelps actually recording his fastest time in the 100-meter free of 47.12 seconds last night.
Correspondent Christina McFarlane. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the NASDAQ at 52.21. Sports wins for both the Nationals and the Orioles. Ichiro Suzuki joins the elite 3,000 hit club. At the Olympics in Rio, gold medals for swimmers Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps. The U.S. now has 3 gold medals, 12 overall. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's go Sterling on 28. Southbound 28 as you approach the toll road. That's where we had the crash. You're going to see some flashing lights. You're slowly getting through in that area. On the Greenway and the toll road, you're okay. Not affected by this incident and you're up at speed. Continuing through Reston and up toward just until you get to the Beltway. That's where you have the slow merge to get up onto the inner loop. On the George Washington Park Way southbound near 123, pretty much solid lineup heading down toward the Key Bridge. You can now use Glebe Road between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. That crash cleared. Getting to the 14th Street Bridge, the obstacle now 395 northbound before the bridge in the right lane for the accident, and Rock Creek Parkway. They've stopped all lanes are southbound during the rush hour, and they've stopped that right now. P Street, you're being diverted because of the crash, and also between Connecticut and Beach. It looks like we have a separate incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up in pretty good shape after some overcast this morning. Just a few clouds mixing in with sunshine today. Up to about 89 degrees. Pretty close to where we should be. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Alexandria, 63 in Bowie, 73 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. At 8:05, Tucker Carlson will be our guest. And at 8:35, Catherine Engelbrecht of True the Vote to find out if this vote in November will be true. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, I want you to get on the phone and tell me right now, do you think your kids should go to school year-round? I mean, no big, long summer break, just plow right through 12 months. Oh, you get breaks throughout the year, but they're not very long breaks, and a lot of people are saying this is the way to go. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL, should your kids go to school year-round? Do you like the idea? Do you not like the idea? I raise it because a lot of educators like the idea, and in fact, in the District of Columbia, starting today in Ward 7 and 8, there are 10 schools where the kids will begin going to school today, and they're going to go year-round. It's a new educational idea that is being tried out in a lot of places and with some good results, especially in schools like we have in some parts of D.C. that are underperforming. One school, for example, that is trying this new process had 70% of their students who did not meet expectations after testing. So they've got some serious problems. They believe this is the way to go, and it affects a sum total of 500 students, but it could be coming to a school district near you very soon. How do you feel about the idea of your kids going to school year-round and not having the big, long summer break? One of the things they say, Larry, is during the summer breaks, you get a summer brain drain, and they have to spend about a month getting kids back up to speed when they come back from summer break because they've lost some of the material they had at the end of the previous year, and they say that's wasted time. By the way, in this idea where you go to school year-round, by the time these kids get to high school, they will have gotten approximately one full year of additional instruction that they wouldn't have otherwise gotten. So is this a good idea, bad idea? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. I sort of like the idea. I think that, you know, we've basically based our education system on some sort of archaic ideas that had to do when we had a mostly agricultural economy. We took time off in the summer because, hey, you know what? We need to put the kids in the field to help with the farm. Well, that's not the case anymore, and it's an old habit that we've gotten used to, but one that I think needs reexamination, and I would be just fine if kids went to school year-round. I still want time with the kids. I still want vacation time, but that can be arranged. They won't be big, long summer vacations. Your thoughts? The phone lines are open.
Life does not have summer vacations. It's a great idea. And as a former homeschooling parent, I loved that we weren't stuck on the same schedule that all of the other public school and private school kids were stuck on. We were able to take vacations at times when everyone else wasn't on vacation. You get better deals that way. It's actually more civilized to go somewhere than just in the hot days of summer. And by the way, you should be educating your kids all year round. So they should already have year-round school. What's with this 12 weeks you don't have to think, you don't have to read, you don't have to study, you don't have to be educated at all? I mean, that's your chance to educate your kids. So instead of just doing it in 12 weeks and then have them be indoctrinated for the rest of the year, how about we do the 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off, 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off? And that way you're much more involved in your kids' education and you're able to vacation with them during the off months. I love this idea. I think it's great.
All right. What do you think? Phone lines are open. To the phone lines we go. How about Jim in Crofton? You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. The summer vacation is tremendously important to the family unit. It gives families bonding time, and it prevents the state from taking total control over your child.
Okay, well, you just heard me. It's 9 weeks on, 3 weeks off. So every 9 weeks you have that. First of all, you should be bonding with your children every day, not just on summer vacation. But secondly, what's wrong with allowing the state to only indoctrinate your child at a 9 week clip, and then you get to have your child for 3 weeks, and then they go back to the public schools?
It's a shortened bonding time, and just having time at the dinner table every day. It is bonding time, but it's not the same as a summer vacation.
All right, Jim. Well, we'll respectfully disagree. I don't know if it's shortened. It's just spread out more. That's all.
John in Springfield, you're on with Brian and Larry. Hello, John. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I understand Larry's argument, and I've thought about it myself, but I'm pretty much against it because there's so many things that are tied up in a summer economy, tourism, and other things that, we don't have the agrarian cycle in our economy anymore, but we do have this time set up with like summer schedules, and it's really hard to plan. And we're in Fairfax County Public Schools, and my son he gets out almost the end of June, and then he's starting up again. He's in volleyball, so he's starting up again with team activities right now, and there's just not a lot of time in the summer, and to shorten it even more, I think it's going to hurt economies around the country, and I think it's going to make it very difficult for families. Hey, one thing about local thing, Aaron Russell, number two on the men's volleyball team, is from Annapolis.
Another one, but they haven't won yet. Yeah. But you're right, there's a whole lot of local athletes represented at these Olympics. Thanks for that.
Gary in La Plata, you're up next. What do you think? Should kids go to school year-round?
Well, it was Gary in La Plata, but now I'm Gary from Tucson. I actually moved out there a month ago. My girl had a month off between leaving school in Charles County on June 16th. They started school July 18th in Vail, Arizona. I have noticed that there was like no need to reboot their mind. They jumped into school. They're absolutely loving it. And the break, the schedule itself is actually very good. And I can go to Disneyland out there in California when there's nobody there because everybody else will be at school. It's actually a wonderful system, and it works really great.
Yeah, that is a beautiful aspect when you get to enjoy some of the tourist stuff when other people are still in school. I do love that aspect of it, Gary. I'll be honest with you, Brian. I thought about this for a long time, and like I said, as a homeschool parent, we homeschooled our kids year-round and took a lot of breaks like this. There's only one downside that I can think of,
right,
and that is it makes it harder to have a summer job. And I think having a summer job is a really important part of a teenager's education.
All right, more of your call straight ahead, 744.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hi, it's Jamie Whitten. I want to help you navigate your way to a beautiful smile and great dental health. Just drive to Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Oh, it's so easy. You know, just like Larry O'Connor, I too am now a patient of Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And I can confidently say Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is in a class all by itself. You know, they provide personalized attention while being non-judgmental to patients that may not have been to the dentist in years. That's perfectly fine. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is a place where people can go who have any dental fears, and you can safely visit and be relaxed. So trust me, if you have any dental fear at all, maybe a nagging tooth pain, or if you're interested in sedation dentistry or just looking for a great dentist, call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry at 301-530-2434. Again, give Rocky a call at 301-530-2434 or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep, dream, smile.
Heat up your summer this August and win a custom classic car only at Live Casino. Earn entries now through August 27th for a chance to win your dream classic car, including a 65 Ford Mustang GT, a 67 Pontiac GTO, a 67 Camaro Supersport, a 71 Corvette Stingray, and more from Fleming's Ultimate Garage. Drawings every Saturday in August. For more information, visit MarylandLiveCasino.com. At Arundel Mills, must be 21. Please play responsibly. For help, visit MDGamblingHelp.org or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Rock Creek Parkway, you want to avoid because police are still trying to sort out this crash. Rock Creek Parkway, I would not commit if you're coming, say, out of the Calvert Woodley area from Connecticut Avenue. It is solid lineup down to where Beach Drive merges on. Beach Drive also not working. And I'm seeing everyone starting to bail out, taking Tilden over to Connecticut and Piney Branch over to 16th Street. So you will need extra time. If you've already committed to Beach Drive, don't if you haven't. And if you're on the Rock Creek Parkway, again, with the crash involving a motorcycle, according to U.S. Park Police. Here we go to the 14th Street Bridge. A struggle to get by the accident involving a truck on the 395 northbound stretch right before the bridge band. It's the right lane of three blocked with the accident. 66, the volume in Manassas, Centerville. They had been looking for a crash in the Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks area. If it was there, it was quickly gone, happy to say. In Sterling, southbound 28 as you come up to the toll road for accident activity. 270, mellow. It's just been about the volume like to see that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of shape as we kick off a new work week. We're seeing a few clouds around this morning, becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon in the upper 80s. Low 70s tonight, partial clouds. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 747.
Up in the morning and out to school.
How do you feel about the idea of kids going to school year-round? They're going to try it in some of the underperforming schools in the District of Columbia. Maria in Prince George's County, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. Hey, Maria.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. I'm absolutely against it, and I'll tell you why. As a parent, I just remember my kids went to school in Howard County. It was so stressful. All their homework, all their activities. The summer was finally a time that I could breathe as well as them, and it just was so needed. I understand as an educator that it's good for students, especially those that need a big long break would not be good for them in terms of their learning. I do get that idea, but teachers need the break. If I didn't have my summer vacation, I can't even begin to tell you how insane I would be. I know that sounds ridiculous for people that aren't teachers and who work, because I used to work 20, you know, regular work day, you know, year.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, as a parent, you dislike the idea. As a teacher, you understand it, but
No, as a parent, I liked it too. My kids were, the amount of homework my kids got in our county, I don't know if every county's the same, but my kids were so stressed out. We all couldn't wait till summer just so that my kids could live. It was, our county gives so much homework, and I just feel like these kids need a break. They need a time where they can run around and play and just do something different, something, I don't know.
But as a teacher, I'm sure you understand that for those of us who work 12 months out of the year, that it doesn't sound, we don't have much sympathy when somebody says, well, I don't want to work 12 months out of the year. I just can't function with it.
I used to work 12 months a year, and I understand where you're coming from, but I will just tell you, the life of a teacher is so much different. You're never down. Your brain is constantly going. You never have a break. You can barely go to the bathroom. The kids, by the end of the year, are starting to get so antsy, and you're at the end of your rope yourself. So you need that downtime. The first couple weeks of your break, you're just decompressing. I know that sounds ridiculous because I have family that doesn't believe me. I used to be an investment management paralegal. I ran from job to job in my job. I worked sometimes at 12 till 12 midnight. So I know what a busy schedule's like. But teaching, you're never down. Never.
All right. Thank you for that, Maria. I appreciate the call and the perspective. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Joe in Columbia. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. You know, when I had called and they put me on hold, I heard Brian saying much of what I'd wanted to say. But
well, go ahead and say it in your words.
Well, no, I just wanted to say, you know, we were an agrarian society. We simply were. I mean, you know, most people made their living by the 1880s, either in factories or on farms, and those were really the only two main occupations. But, you know, I just listened to this lady who's a teacher. I have two teachers in my family. And I think that I ask them questions all the time because I'm always trying to justify in my mind, you know, the fact that they get 3 months or 2.5 months off in the summer, a week off between Christmas time, a week off at Easter time, all these professional days throughout the course of the year. I mean, they get an awful, awful, awful lot of time off, man. And my family, people in my family at least, are not always, wound up in this and that and the other. Yeah. They do their grading of their papers. They're done by 7 in the evening, and they chill out and relax for a few hours like everybody else.
All right. Well, there's a lot to be said for that.
Yep.
All right, 7:51 on WMAL.
Attention business owners, are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity, bad credit, or no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors. AmeriFactors will give you cash right now for your invoices, and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your accounts receivable, and if those clients don't pay on those invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your accounts receivable, not your credit, and 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. Get new equipment, hire new employees, or go after new business. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front. Then, we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today with AmeriFactors by calling 800-737-6195 or go to AmeriFactors.com/radio. That's 800-737-6195, 800-737-6195.
Larry O'Connor here, proud to tell you about Ted Britt Automotive. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, oh, what if I have problems with this car and what if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life, which guarantees your car is taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 7:53. That means we got to find out what's going to happen with your money today. Let's check in with Seema Modi at the CNBC News Desk.
Hey there. Stock futures pointing to a higher open today. South African retailer Steinhoff has put a very big deal to bed. It's buying the U.S.-based maker of Simmons and Tempur-Pedic mattresses for $2.5 billion. Walmart is close to buying Jet.com for almost $4 billion. Jet sells bulk products online, which should help Walmart's internet business. Bankrupt teen retailer Aeropostale may be close to selling itself to private equity firm Versa Capital. No prices were mentioned in regulatory papers, but any any bids for Aeropostale are due by August 18th. And Delta Airlines computers went down this morning because of a power outage in Atlanta. As a result, Delta grounded all of its flights worldwide and says you should call ahead if you are booked to fly today. And forget all about the bad reviews it received. Suicide Squad was the top movie this weekend, earning $135 million for Warner Brothers. I'm Seema Modi, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
You don't trust the sale of your home to just any real estate team. If you're serious about selling your home, you need to call my friend Frank Prindle at REMAX Allegiance. You see, Frank guarantees to sell your home at a price and a deadline you agree upon, or he will buy it. Frank has more experience and marketing expertise than other agents who make similar promises. Plus, Frank has more than 9,000 buyers already lined up and a marketing system that attracts the right kind of buyers. Frank creates demand, and with a proven track record of delivering 8% more than the average agent gets, well, you just can't go wrong. Ali was helping his parents sell their home in Alexandria. They had received a cash offer on their own, but you know, they felt they could do better. That's when they called Frank. Within 2 weeks, delivered Ali's parents an offer for $25,000 over the previous offer. It's true, all agents are not the same. So call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell my home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
7:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, everyone, you can use Glebe Road, Arlington commuters, between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. That crash has been cleared. Go ahead and use that with confidence. No problems to report over the Chain Bridge. Looks good onto Canal Road. Where we're not so good, a couple problems. Virginia Beltway, Inner Loop, north of the toll road for the crash. That's along the right side. Maryland Beltway on the outer loop, north of 50, the John Hanson Highway. As you come up to 450, you want to stay to the right to get by that crash. Rock Creek Parkway, they're closing that between Calvert and P Street due to a crash. So do not commit to the Rock Creek Parkway. If you're on Beach Drive in that stretch, you need to bail or avoid completely. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be up pretty close to where we should be this time of year. Some overcast this morning, but eventually becoming partly cloudy. We'll make it up to about 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 75 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:56.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before, so don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to IdentifyEPI.com and take the symptom quiz. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to IdentifyEPI.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Our next undergraduate session starts August 22nd. Our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan as you earn a respected degree from an accredited state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
You can have the convenience of teeth in a day with a 10-year warranty on implants from a dentist who has over 36 years of experience. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I can restore a full arch of teeth in a single pain-free visit with a variety of sedation options to keep you completely relaxed and comfortable. Losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, affects your ability to chew properly, and changes the shape of your face, causing the appearance of premature aging. Dental implant treatments are now the standard of care for tooth replacement. Smile big. Eat what you want. I can perform this latest dental implant treatment in a single pain-free visit. And for our high-fear patients, you can even sleep through the entire procedure. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our Alexandria practice. Call today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
From Fox & Friends Weekend for the Daily Caller, Tucker Carlson will join us.
Plus, Catherine Engelbrecht from True the Vote. Will this vote in November be true? And what can you do to get involved to make sure there's no shenanigans at the polling place? Coming up.
WMAL FM Woodbridge.